Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast. Good evening. Thank you for being here. We begin tonight with a mother's heartbreak and a mother's hope. Shelley Philipoff is in Victoria, searching the streets for her missing daughter. 26-year-old Emma disappeared 15 days ago, just hours before her worried mother arrived on a flight from Ontario, preparing to bring her home. Since then, with no trace of Emma, Shelley has grown more and more desperate. On a cold November night in 2012, a young woman disappeared from the streets of Victoria, British Columbia. Her case made headlines across Canada, but despite numerous sightings and extreme searches, her whereabouts remain unknown to this day. This is the story of Emma Philipoff. Emma Philipoff was born on January 6, 1986, near Perth, a picturesque town located in eastern Ontario along the Tay River. She grew up in a close-knit community, living in a house her family built. Emma, one of 4 children, had a quiet and contented childhood. Her mother, Shelley, was a local school teacher, and her father, James, a part-time painter. Emma excelled in everything she did, from dancing to art and writing poetry. Her boundless spirit and bright smile drew people to her instantly. Shortly after turning 18, Emma left Perth when her parents decided to separate. She taught English in China, earned diplomas in photojournalism and culinary arts, and at 25, moved to Victoria. Emma always wanted to live out west and made the move in the autumn of 2011. She had no home or job lined up. Her plan was to figure things out once she arrived in Victoria. Emma kept in touch with family and friends via emails and occasional phone calls, painting a picture of a wonderful life in British Columbia. Unbeknownst to them, she was living in a shelter. Emma enjoyed the company of the homeless community, boat owners, artists at the Inner Harbor, and street performers around town. She disliked convention, modern technology, and preferred nature over city life. Emma loved spending time with friends, drinking, and socializing. She was always ready to listen and share her laughter and joy for life. However, she kept her inner thoughts and struggles to herself. Though she often mentioned how much she loved her family, she rarely discussed them in depth. In the summer of 2012, Emma bought a van to live in and traveled around the island. At first, she was excited about the independence it offered. But eventually, the van became a financial burden and got in the way of her freedom. During this time, Emma sought a simpler lifestyle. She eliminated alcohol, cigarettes, coffee, and sugar from her diet. By late summer, she was eating less and drinking large amounts of water each day. Emma became very thin. She struggled to adjust to the changing seasons, and by early autumn, she seemed lost and uncertain about what to do. As winter approached, she began to pull away from others, becoming fearful, withdrawn, and paranoid. In mid-November, she told a friend she might leave Victoria to live somewhere else in the province. She also spoke of ideas like going to San Juan with a man she didn't know well, moving to Costa Rica, living off the grid, or surprising her family by returning home. Emma's roommates started to notice some troubling behavior. Emma frequently arranged items like feathers, shells, rocks, and food into patterns, often asking others to join her. Concerned, her roommate called Emma's father, James, after finding her outside one night in a euphoric state. Emma was upset that her father had been contacted and turned down his offer to fly her home, insisting she could handle things herself. While friends in Victoria once described Emma as friendly, playful, and sociable, she became increasingly distant. They noticed a change in her behavior. She declined invitations, canceled a last-minute trip to Mexico with a friend, and seemed afraid to go anywhere except a pier or the shelter. About 2 weeks before she disappeared, a friend saw Emma outside the shelter, looking cold and wet, standing still with a blank stare. Around this time, shelter staff and residents also noted signs of paranoia and depression in her. She kept her curtains closed and was seen frantically moving furniture to the curb, claiming they were making too much noise and speaking to her. Emma also began selling, donating, and discarding her personal belongings. Emma's behavior raised concerns among shelter staff who suspected she might be struggling with mental health issues and could be a danger to herself and others. Unable to contact her parents due to privacy loss, they called the police for a mental health check. The police advised them to report back if they observed any further odd behavior, but did not send anyone to assess Emma. Meanwhile, a worried roommate encouraged Emma to spend less time at the shelter by getting a YMCA membership and visiting the library more often. She also urged Emma to reach out to her family. A week before her disappearance, Emma visited the local YMCA to take out a membership. CCTV shows her entering and exiting the building 4 times within a 14-minute period. She seems nervous, peering out the glass doors as through waiting for or hiding from someone or something outside. She pauses for a minute each time as she exits and enters the building. On November 21st, Emma had a tow truck come to the shelter to take her to Souk, where her car was parked. During the ride, she seemed upbeat and shared her plans to surprise her family by moving back to Ontario. The driver remembered her expressing excitement about returning home to enjoy the sun and snow. A few days later, due to parking enforcement issues, Emma arranged for her car to be towed once more, this time to a parking lot at the Chateau Victoria Hotel. Beginning on the night of November 23rd, Emma would call her mother. Her mother, Shell, in tears. She promised to help her return home, yet each time Emma called back the next day, she insisted she wanted to stay in Victoria to figure things out. This happened 4 times in 4 days. Emma's last call to her mother was on the morning of Wednesday, November 28th, and she and Shell noticed a troubling change in her voice. After hanging up, Shelley called the number on her call display, thinking it might belong to a friend Emma was staying with. She was shocked to learn from a staff member that Emma had been living in a woman's shelter on and off for over a year. Alarmed, she flew out later that day. That morning, Emma was captured on 7-Eleven security footage buying a prepaid cell phone. She hesitated before leaving the store, checking outside. She then returned to buy a $200 prepaid credit card. In the early evening, she used her debit card at the same store to purchase another prepaid cell phone. Video footage showed her paying and then lingering by the doors, nervously looking outside, as if she was avoiding someone or hesitant to leave. The phone was never activated. Emma returned to the shelter around 6 p.m. and learned from the staff that her mother was on her way. This news visibly upset her, and she quickly left the shelter in a hurry. Another resident attempted to follow her outside, but couldn't catch up. A taxi picked up Emma near the shelter, and she initially asked to go to the airport, but then changed her mind. Despite having over $2,000 in her account, she told the driver she couldn't afford the $60 fare and asked her to be dropped off where he picked her up. Once they arrived, she asked to sit in the car for a bit. The driver noticed her unusual behavior, and she became anxious and paranoid when she heard the dispatch radio. She paid the fare with her debit card and quickly exited the cab. Soon after, an acquaintance spotted Emma standing barefoot on a corner, looking disoriented and paranoid, unable to cross the street. He asked if she was looking for someone or if someone was following her. She didn't say much and kept glancing around. Although she asked him to walk with her for a while, she grew uneasy with his questions and chose to walk alone. Concerned for her safety, he called 911. Police found Emma barefoot and holding her shoes near the Empress Hotel. Two officers assessed her for 45 minutes. According to their notes, she didn't say much, only giving one-word answers or nodding. After 30 minutes, she reluctantly gave her name but refused to put her shoes back on, claiming she was just taking a walk and meeting a friend. The police determined she wasn't a threat to herself or others and watched her walk away. This was the last confirmed sighting of Emma.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Emma. That night, Shell arrived at the shelter around 11 p.m. and learned that Emma hadn't returned. Shortly after midnight, shelter staff called the police to report her missing. The next day, police found Emma's car at the Chateau Victoria, containing almost all of her possessions, including her passport, laptop, camera, and journals. The police then had it towed to their own lot. The Victoria Police Department initiated a search. They canvassed the area where she was last seen and reached out to the public for any information. Search teams and volunteers scoured local parks, beaches, and waterfront areas. Emma's case quickly garnered media attention. Family members and friends shared her story through social media and local news outlets, increasing awareness and prompting more tips from the public. Investigators spoke to several individuals who had seen Emma in the days prior to her disappearance. Some witnesses reported that she appeared to be in distress, while others described her behavior as strange. One witness recounted a peculiar interaction near the harbor after dark, shortly after Emma went missing. The person claimed a woman told them to remember the name Emma Filipov and asked them to repeat it three times. On December 5th, 2012, a $200 prepaid credit card that Emma had purchased was tracked to a PC Canada station. The man who used the card was questioned and passed a polygraph test conducted by the police. He stated that he discovered the card on the side of the road near the Galloping Goose Trail in Colwood, which is about a 30-minute drive from Victoria. However, he later contacted Emma's mother to explain that he had been drinking heavily at the time and was too intoxicated that night to recall where he had found the key, or the card, excuse me. Around this time, a woman resembling Emma was reported to have been seen in Tofino, a coastal town known for its remote beauty. Witnesses described her as looking lost and disheveled, but a subsequent search in the area found no sign of her. In the months following her disappearance, several people claimed to have seen Emma in various locations throughout downtown Victoria. These sightings were often inconsistent and without evidence. A search team of family, friends, and volunteers combed Victoria and surrounding areas, including trails, parks, and smaller islands. The search later expanded to British Columbia mainland and places across Canada and the U.S. There were unconfirmed reports that Emma may have traveled to other cities, including Vancouver, or as far away as Ontario. Some speculated that she may have been attempting to reunite with old friends or family. A private investigator spent a year searching for Emma, but without success. Following Emma's disappearance, multiple reports emerged of potential sightings of her in Vancouver's downtown east side, a neighborhood known for problems with homelessness and addiction. Witnesses claimed to have spotted a woman resembling Emma at various locations within the area, raising concerns among her family and friends about the possibility of her being in danger or vulnerable to exploitation. This woman was later identified and, unfortunately, wasn't Emma. In response to Emma's case, community members and local organizers rallied together to spread awareness. Flyers were distributed throughout downtown East Side, urging residents to keep an eye out for her. However, several witnesses reported that Emma's missing person posters were being torn down in the vicinity. One source from a local establishment believed she saw Emma herself pulling down her own poster. Additionally, staff at Hunting and Fishing Store recounted an encounter with a woman resembling Emma who inquired about how to disappear. She explained that she had a stalker who had followed her from Ontario to Victoria and then to Vancouver. Another individual, known for operating online under various pseudonyms, referred to Emma as a junkie living in the downtown east side. He claimed to have been standing next to her as she removed her own poster, but refused to provide further details and showed no interest in the reward for information. Emma's mother has tirelessly searched the area multiple times, hoping to find her daughter and bring her home, but to no avail. Emma's story has been featured in numerous online articles and blogs. In 2014, CBC, the Fifth Estate, launched a Finding Emma campaign across social media and national television. This initiative involved a team of specialists, including a homicide detective, forensic psychologist, and criminologist who reviewed the case evidence. Years passed by with numerous and unconfirmed sightings. And then, in June 2018, a man came forward to report an encounter he had with Emma on the morning she went missing. He had been on his way to work when he noticed a young woman acting distressed on the side of the road in Victoria. Seeing she was barefoot and wet, he offered her a ride. Once inside his car, her demeanor shifted to calm as she asked to be taken to Colwood. He agreed to drive her partway and dropped her off at an intersection near a gas station. However, as soon as she got out of the car, her behavior turned erratic again. She darted off towards Colwood. The man didn't realize he had picked up Emma until years later, when he decided to contact the Victoria Police about the encounter. They advised him to reach out to Crime Stoppers. After receiving no follow-up, he shared his experience with Emma's mother, Shelley. Despite extensive searches, nothing was found. Emma's disappearance has led to a range of theories about what might have happened to her. Emma Filipov struggled with mental health issues, including anxiety and depression, which likely affected her state of mind leading up to her disappearance. Her erratic behavior suggested she may have been in a mental health crisis, making her more vulnerable to unsafe situations. Some believe she might have chosen to disappear to escape her struggles, and there are speculations that she could have taken her own life in a remote area. While there is no direct evidence of foul play, some family members and advocates think Emma may have encountered someone who intended to harm her. The timeline of her last known sightings and the lack of concrete evidence about her whereabouts have fueled concerns of potential foul play. Witnesses reported her acting strangely and expressing fear of being followed, indicating she might have felt threatened. The absence of a body or evidence of foul play leads to some believe she may have accidentally met with a fatal incident. Additionally, some speculate that Emma may have chosen to disappear intentionally, wanting to escape her challenges and start fresh. Cases of individuals voluntarily disappearing are not uncommon, particularly among those facing mental health issues. In 2022, the Victoria Police Department unveiled an age-progressed sketch of Emma, aiming to generate fresh leads in her case. Despite their hopes, the new image did not result in any additional information or breakthroughs. 11 years later, Emma Filipov's case remains a mystery. Tips and rumors continue to emerge, and both Emma's family's volunteers, search team, and the police actively investigate these leads. Despite extensive searches and a $25,000 reward, her disappearance remains unsolved. Emma's story highlights the importance of mental health awareness and the need for support for those in crisis. As her family seeks answers, her case urges society to take meaningful action to prevent similar tragedies in the future. If you see Emma Filipov or have any information about where she may be, please contact the Victoria Police Non-Emergency Line at 250-995-7654 or your local police department. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up and consider subscribing to my channel for more content like this. And don't forget to hit the notification bell so you never miss an update. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this unsolved case, so leave a comment below. And if you want to support the channel and help us create even more content, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. And of course, you can find us on all major podcast platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Good Pods, anywhere you listen to your podcasts. And with that, thank you so much for watching and listening. We will see you next time.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.